The United States is trying to increase the pressure on Colonel Gaddafi. The Pentagon announced today it is repositioning naval and air forces around Libya. A spokesman says there needs to be flexibility for action should government planners require it. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that America wants freedom for the Libyan people.
The United States supports orderly, peaceful, and irreversible transitions to real democracies that deliver results for their citizens. On this, our values and interests converge, because supporting these transitions is not simply a matter of ideals. It is also a strategic imperative.
As Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking in Geneva today, Europeans are also trying to isolate Gaddafi and force him to leave. From Brussels, the world's Clark Boyd tells us how.
The European Union agreed today to a series of sanctions against Libya. They include banning the sale of military equipment to the regime and freezing the European assets of Colonel Gaddafi and his immediate family. The EU's move follows similar unilateral moves by the United States, Switzerland, and Britain. Catherine Ashton, the EU's foreign policy chief, says the Europeans stand with the rest of the international community.
We condemn the grave human rights violations being committed in Libya. The violence and the repression must stop. Those responsible must be held to account.
Germany's foreign minister, Guido Westerwelle, welcomes the EU's move.
We agree that we need concrete and clear and strong sanctions, because this war against the own people by the dictator Gaddafi is, of course, not acceptable. And I think this is a clear message to the dictator and his family.
France promised to take additional steps.
Par ailleurs, nous avons évoqué aussi ce qui est une grosse préoccupation française, les questions humanitaires.
France's European Affairs Minister, Laurent Wauquiez, said, "We will also bring up something that's a big preoccupation for France, humanitarian and refugee problems. We want to make sure," he said, "that such problems don't further destabilize the region." Cynics might infer that such statements are less an expression of a humanitarian impulse than one of trying to keep refugees out. Bjarte Vondevik is suspicious of European officials who say all the right things about refugees. He's the head of the European Council on Refugees and Exiles.
It's so clear that Europe today is only concerned about protecting its border. It doesn't care about protecting people. We have a moral responsibility. We have a responsibility under international law. And we're a part of the world. Let's prove it.
Nearly 100,000 people have fled Libya so far. Most, however, have gone to neighboring Tunisia and Egypt. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.